Here she is, Tanya Hege. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Go ahead and crank her up a little more. We've got Flatland Film Festival going on.
Absolutely.
Just kind of give us the background on the film festival, and then we'll get into days and times and all that.
Well, sure. This is the 9th year of the Flatland Film Festival, and it is an international shorts competition. And by international, I mean we received entries from 16 countries this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
That's great.
Yeah. It's a really cool deal. And we open it up in April for submissions. We get them all in, and then we start judging, and we've actually judged in, I want to say, about almost 30 films. So we do the screening of the shorts on Saturday. So you can come, pay $10 per screening, and sit and watch. And really good short films. The caliber of the films over the last couple of years has just skyrocketed.
Now, is it just a one day only when the people give you?
Absolutely not. Well, now for the shorts, yes, but then we do some other feature screenings that we will actually start on Thursday. And this year, it's an absolutely amazing festival. We have opening with a Civil War era film on Thursday night called The Retrieval. Then Friday, if you heard about Metropolis Electro, we are actually doing an encore performance of Metropolis
Electro.
Now,
that was just last year.
Well, we did it in March. It was still this year, but we opened the season with it in March. Did two sold-out screenings. It's Fritz Lang's 1927 silent film paired with Scott and Amy Farris's live music. They once again will have live music on stage. We're doing it in the Ice House this time to accommodate more people.
Nice.
And it is amazing. Moyer's Studio 84 is providing the sound equipment, and the sound is rocking. It's never sounded better. In fact, if you went last time, loved how much it sounded last time, it's going to sound even better this time. And then we're going to wrap it all up on Saturday with two more feature films, Saturday night. We're bringing in the directors and the filmmakers for every film we're doing. There's a cool after party. If you buy the pass, you get into all screenings, all after parties, all the mix and mingles. It's going to be a great weekend.
It's an artsy kind of deal.
It is an artsy kind of deal.
Nice. Now, who were the winners this last year?
Really?
You're going to ask her to remember that at the top of her head. Never mind.
Deer in the headlights.
Scott and Amy Farris, you mentioned, are so talented.
They're incredible.
I would love to come just to hear their music.
They're incredible.
So you're saying they created like almost like a soundtrack.
That's exactly what they've done.
They wrote the music.
An original score. It's all original.
Wow.
And it's everything. It's 1920s swing. It's dubstep. It's they have a DJ that comes on and does a little scratching. I mean, it is everything.
Nice.
Rap. But, you know, the tickets for Flatland are $35. If you buy the pass for $60, gosh, if you go to Metropolis Electro and one after party, man, you've gotten your money's worth out of that pass.
Right.
So we really encourage people to buy the pass and come to all of them. The two on Friday night, one is called Ain't No Mouse Music. This Ain't No Mouse Music. It's all about roots music in the United States, and we're bringing in the documentary filmmakers about that, and as well as the guy who's the subject of the movie. And then there's another one. We're doing a double screening Saturday night. The other one is All the Labor. And if you're an independent music junkie, this is about the Gourds out of Austin. We're actually, the after party that night is at the Overton. And if you've bought pass, you can come and hear two of the guys from the Gourds who are going to do live music at the Overton for the after party after this.
Okay, can you buy this stuff in advance? Where do you get
Yes, in fact, we encourage you to buy in advance. We have a small theater, so there's only 159 of these passes available. So once they're gone, they're gone.
So you're not overselling. Yeah.
Well, we have fire codes, so no, we're probably not overselling. We would love to pack that place, but yes.
What I was driving at is if you don't get your ticket early, you're not going to get one.
I encourage people to get their tickets early. We hit the airways this week with television ads, so I would imagine there's going to be a flurry of activity. And it starts on Thursday, so we're getting down to brass tacks now.
So your one pass gets you into everything.
Everything.
All the after party, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All the screenings, every.
Screenings. And there's a happy hour opening reception on Thursday.
Now, anybody who holds a ticket, you don't necessarily need a pass for the happy hour, but anybody who holds a ticket for the screening for that day, we always kind of have a... An opening
reception, kind of.
Absolutely.
Nice. Hey, Tanya, thanks. Give us your phone number and your website if you want.
Phone number is 762-8606, and the website for this one is flatlandfilm.org.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
See you soon.
All right.
Talk to you before First Friday.